weeks on the Mike McFeely Show as I continue to get hammered from people on the left for not defending President Obama strongly enough. I didn't say he didn't accomplish anything in his term so far. I just don't believe that he's lived up to expectations. And I don't believe that it's been a very strong presidency to this point. Yes, the unemployment rate has dropped. Yes, the economy has improved. All of those things are true. Not saying that those things haven't happened, but my God.
Why are you such a conservative? What's wrong with you?
Well, you know what they say is the older you get, you get a little more conservative in life. No, but no, I've been open and honest. I've supported Obama from the start. I've voted for him twice. I'd vote for him a third time. Oh, and I probably will when he rips up the Constitution and declares I wouldn't have to vote for him because he's going to declare himself dictator and king, right?
Well, next thing you know, you're going to be saying Kevin Cramer should be president of the United States.
That's
I can see you
likely
doing that.
That's not going to happen. In fact, I could guarantee that's not going to happen. Speaking of guys who catch all kinds of fish and maybe have too much time in their hands to catch a lot of fish, let's welcome in Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams to talk about some parking in downtown Fargo. Hello, Commissioner. How are you?
Really good. And the way that I get to catch so many fish is my brother and his friends are retired, so they get to go out and scout all the places, and when it's good, I go.
I need an older brother who's retired. So if you're out there and you need a younger brother who's not retired and you're older and are retired, you can adopt me. I'll happily do that if you like to catch fish. We talked some yesterday in the program, Mike, about parking in downtown Fargo. And I often wonder, as I raised the question yesterday, is the issue with parking in downtown Fargo perception or reality? Are there enough spots to park, or is that people don't want to walk three blocks and get cold fingers walking to work in the morning?
It's both, really, depending on where you're looking to park. If you're looking right on Broadway, during the peak, like at noon is the busiest time on Broadway, there might be 10% occupancy on that stretch. But when you get within a block of there, there's about 58% of the spots are open. So your point about not being able to park in front of the door is correct. But as we grow, doing the flood wall, we're moving Second Street West, we're building a new city hall. We need to be looking at building parking into the structures. And that's what we've been doing with the Renaissance Zone. And that's part of what this transition is going to be, is while we're building, moving Second Street and building the flood wall, there'll be a disruption in that parking lot. Mm-hmm. There's 450 spots there. So we figure that about 250 will be affected. So we need to figure out what we're going to be doing in the interim. Probably on a temporary basis. So there's things like park and rides where people park close by and we give them a bus ride. We do that with students real well. And then there's things about time zones that we can maybe change temporarily or long-term. But the bottom line is, as downtown improves, parking is a big challenge in that you want to accommodate cars, but you should not have to drive everywhere you go.
and you mentioned the time zones, and that's, I've heard that a lot from people, that they say it's not so much a space issue, and you said that it is in some ways a space issue, mm-hmm. but they said it's really more of a, you can't stay in a spot for long enough. You need to move after an hour or whatever the limit are. And now we're talking about maybe putting some four-hour street parking into some downtown areas, and that would help alleviate some of that too?
Well, we're really analyzing that, and there's pros and cons to that. In certain areas, like on Broadway, for instance, each spot is determined that it generates about $350 worth of revenue for those retailers a day, but that's dependent on turnover of shoppers. So those high-demand spots on Broadway, 90-minute, you want that.
You don't want somebody sitting there for six hours because you're not letting people into the stores.
That's right. So you want to maintain those valuable positions with turnover. But not all downtown areas are used the same way. Like First Avenue South is a good example of, we just expanded a time zone that used to be 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Okay.
And it's working well, but that's not a high retail area. That's for different uses. And so what we're doing is the Parking Commission is analyzing the uses in those various areas downtown, and they're evolve because the buildings are changing,
sure,
which is a great thing.
Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. The Island Park ramp also came up yesterday. That's down, of course, kind of below the hill there by the banks and down by Island Park. And I'm not down there enough to know, and you would know this, but Is that ramp utilized to its capacity during the day?
Yes, or? Finally it is. It was built in 2004.
It's and been around a while, and I know
it,
that.
Right, and it was only used to about 60% capacity until about the last year and a half, and now it's full, which is really good. You want it to be used, and there's an area there where there's actually meters that this is on the ground floor, and there's, I think, 40 meters, 40 spots. People don't like meters, so we're going to just take those meters out and turn it into monthly parking, and we'll get full use out of that ramp.
There aren't many meters left around.
No.
In Fargo, is there anymore?
There are no meters on public streets. It's against the
law.
Okay. But there are meters, like up at NDSU. They have some metered parking there. And there's some new technology to use parking lots that we're looking into to make them more user-friendly, so you can maybe use your smartphone to wave your way through to a parking lot and bill yourself, things like that.
Yeah, cool. So is there another parking ramp sometime in downtown's future? I know that we've always talked about Doug Burgum's developing the U.S. Bank Plaza into something, and you're going to need more parking if that ever happens sometime down the road. And if the continued growth of Fargo downtown, as you said, continues, you're going to need more spots. Is there a ramp somewhere down there?
Well, I think it's not, you don't just think of a bare bones parking ramp. That's kind of old school. In a vibrant downtown area, if you just plop a ramp down that doesn't have anything on the sidewalk, you're basically killing a block because that's valuable retail space. So multi-use ramps with other types of functions built into them are really provide the most value and the most entertainment. So say like the Island Park ramp, we wouldn't probably build that again because it's a standalone ramp right now. What we would do is put some shallow retail on the sidewalk side. Mm-hmm. That gives some people an affordable rent. They don't necessarily need a big warehouse. They just need some space in a high volume area. And then maybe some condos or offices built into it. So you're seeing that with the Renaissance Zone on a lot of the projects like the Fargo and the Universal Building, the 301, 300 project by the Fargo, they all have parking integrated into the buildings underneath. And that's what we need to do with city buildings and with private buildings.
The evil Renaissance Zone, you mean, Mike? That evil Renaissance Zone where you've given property tax breaks to wealthy businessmen when, in fact, it's completely revitalized downtown and we're getting our money back out of it.
Targeted incentives are important. There were some incentives that you didn't see a return for 20 years or so. The Renaissance Zone, we've seen returns in 5 years. So it's a five-year program, and the value has grown from $150 million downtown to over $600 million. So it's quadrupled in value. And the revenues from this tax, even though it's only 5 years old, have gone up five times. So instead of $500,000, we're making $2.5 million.
Fantastic. Go ahead.
It pays for itself, but it's true that you want to analyze those programs to see if you're getting what you hoped to achieve when you started it.
We had somebody calling yesterday, Mike, complaining about the two-way streets. And I think specifically he was talking about, was it First Avenue turning into a two-way? And he said that now that's made a mess of people trying to get from Moorhead turning left onto Second Street because there's no left turn signal at that intersection. I know that's probably not your decision to do those things, but
actually it was. I was on that committee for the NP Avenue and First Avenue for 4 years, and actually that's been underway, that analysis, for 20 years. Because part of what maybe helped contribute to downtown's demise is that racetrack through the downtown area. It wasn't a place to go to; it was a place to go through because there wasn't a lot going on down there. Well, to make it attractive and vibrant and interesting, not only for people but for development, is that access. And actually, you have more ways to get around now with the two ways than you did with one ways. So if you're trying to maneuver around the railroad tracks, you have more options to get to University or to Second Street. But there are some areas like that left-hand turn coming out of First Avenue North that are hindered compared to what they were before.
So is there a solution? Is it as simple as a left turn signal or something?
Because some of those protected left-hand turns. And actually, one of the things that Moorhead's done that's really gotten good reviews is the flashing yellow.
The flashing yellows are awesome.
Right. Yes. So if there isn't traffic coming, you don't have the right of way, but you have the permission to make that turn. And those are the types of traffic improvements we can make to help.
Is downtown Fargo going to continue to grow? You talk about not wanting to take up a block of space with just a parking ramp because it doesn't allow for more retail. Does that tell me then that there are more people wanting to get into downtown and that we're running out of space in downtown Fargo for businesses that want to get down there?
We're not. We were only about half developed.
Okay. Well, so okay, that's a long ways away then. Yep, okay.
So when you see those flat parking lots, those were buildings at one time, and most of them were multi-use buildings where they had businesses on the main floor and then offices and residential in that same building. And there's some real good examples of the value that that type of mixed use brings. The Loretta building downtown is one that housed about four businesses. Now there's like a dozen businesses there with 70 employees, and a lot of them are Fortune or high-tech, high-paying jobs. That really adds vibrancy to an area and value. So it's not only more fun, it also brings in more value. So that's a better use of that space, and we want to do that more in downtown.
Downtown Fargo, fantastic. It's and I always say this, and I've probably said it 1,000 times, but where it's come from when I first came to Fargo-Moorhead 25, 30 years ago, it's not even the same planet. It's just not even the same world. It's a cool place to be. It's a fun place to be.
Right, and connecting to downtown Moorhead, they've got a lot of great areas for development too, and it just benefits everybody when we have better downtowns that connect.
Yep, I got you. Mike, thank you. Thanks for dropping by. Where are the fish biting this weekend?
I tell you what, I'll tell you the lake, but you cannot tell anybody.
I wouldn't even ask you to do that. I know better than that. Mike Williams, Fargo City Commissioner, a great guest on the Mike McFeely Show.